All right, so early last week, we talked to Jess. And Jess was, we've kind of followed Jess's story. Jess is, or I should say now, was a man who was heading out to Colorado to get the last part of her sex change operation.
I guess, is it technically sexual reassignment surgery?
Whatever, yeah. Sex change. And we had followed Jess through the taking or living, a man living as a woman, a man taking hormones to get the body ready for genital reassignment. We had talked to Jess about the therapy involved in the procedure. And the last conversation we had with Jess was she was leaving to fly to Colorado. And she was going to, or he was going to, take the last step and become a woman. So I guess now at 4:38 in Trinidad, Colorado. Hey, Jess?
Hey, Elliot.
How are you?
Actually, remarkably well. Everything went beautifully, absolutely beautifully. I've gotten to abuse the painkillers a lot less than I was expecting to.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, because I remember you told us you had to dilate 3 times a day.
That hasn't started yet.
Oh, so now, and the surgery took place on Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday.
Right. I will tell you, I thought of you several times on Friday.
That's very sweet of you.
And then during a couple of breaks, we thought of you yesterday while watching the Richard Zednik video, wondering who bled worse, you or Zednik. How bad was the? I mean, obviously you were out for it, but how rough was the surgery?
Well, from my partner's point of view, I know that she really struggled through it. It was a rough 3 hours, but thankfully it was just 3 hours, where we were expecting it to be 3.5 to 4. So, my surgery went really, really smoothly. Apparently, my tissue was ideal for working on.
You know, Jess, I've always said that I knew that your tissue would be favorable. Hey, you mentioned your partner was out there for the for the surgery. I know that you refer to him as she. But based on what's going on down there, I'm still going him. Did he watch the procedure take place?
No.
Oh, thank God.
She definitely wasn't going to watch it. She probably would have had that option, but it's pretty gory. So I mean, any surgery is, but
not like this.
That especially. I mean, it's you know, I would imagine it would be. Quite hard to see somebody that, you know...
Well, I don't think it would be arousing.
No, not at all.
Unlike most surgeons for you, right?
No, you know what I mean? Like there are people who will say, don't watch your wife give birth because it'll ruin that for you.
Right.
And that's the only way that you'll be able to picture it, which isn't necessarily true. But I would imagine that if I were involved with a man that was becoming a woman.
So when Jackie gets her penis, you're not going to watch.
I can't watch that. No, there's no way. I'd never be able to touch it.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? That's a good question, though, Jess. Is it easier to go from male to female or female to male?
From what I can tell you, it's hellishly difficult to do the male to female, but you know what? Female to male has its own set of challenges.
Yeah, I bet it does.
More to build, really, right?
You know, they've got to, you know, if you're going to get surgery down there, you know, they're building from nothing. They've got to take grafts from all over your body in order to do that.
Is that what they do? So it's like if I were in a fire, they would just take like chunks of skin from places and build me a penis.
Pretty much. It's. You know, the surgery for female to male is really very much in its infancy. Very experimental.
Is that not as common as going male to female, going female to male?
I would say it's about as common for people to transition.
Huh.
However, the actual, when it comes to surgery, the more common surgery for females to males is just, mastectomy, and chest reconstruction to create a more masculine chest and things like that.
I'd be like, totally pack it on while you're down there, if you would.
Totally.
Please. No, but I feel like that would be common. Like, if I were going male to female, I'd be like, give me an ample breast. I'd like to be a little zoftig in the breast. Like, I want to scream woman, and I feel like if I were going female to male, I'd be like, load it up.
Yeah, absolutely, and they do that. In fact, some of the surgeons do a really good job of creating a very masculine chest out of a very feminine chest.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I was referring to, Jess. Hey, now, Jess, let me ask you, have you taken a little peeksy?
Actually, I have. The covers came off on Sunday. It was Sunday morning. So Saturday the whole day.
And the covers, you mean like the dressing on it?
Yeah. So Saturday I had an ice pack on it the whole day. So that wasn't a whole lot of fun. And Sunday, you know, Sunday morning, basically just before breakfast, that all came off and I got to see it for the first time.
And what was your, and when you say you got to see it, did you just look down or like, is it like you stand in front of a mirror and they drop a, I don't know, this may be a horrible reference, but remember the Swan where like they would like all of a sudden they would like drop and you could see all the mirrors and everything? Is that like how it was?
No, not at all. I mean, at that stage, you know, I was very much bound to the bed. You know, I still had drips and all sorts of contraptions attached to me.
I assume you're talking IV?
IV, drain, and all sorts of yucky things.
Right, and so, like, you got to look at it, like, sitting up in the bed or, like, kind of, like, just, like arching your neck a little bit?
Yeah, that and, you know, careful use of a tiny mirror.
God!
So was your first thought, ugh, or was it like, sweet, I got one?
Actually, it was more towards the latter. I was lucky. I've got no bruising whatsoever.
Give it time.
There's no black and blue. In fact, the skin's only just improved over the last couple of days.
Right.
It was a little on the swollen side, obviously. Swelling's gone down a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's still going to take a couple of weeks before it's, you know, down completely. But
by the way, if you're betting at home, there is a race going on right now between Diane and Tyler as to which one's going to fall first. Hey,
do they give you a timeline, like similar to when you have a baby, they tell you, okay, you know, you're on a commission for this many weeks. Do they do that for you?
Yeah, they basically say like 4 to 6 weeks. I'm taking the full 6 weeks. I'm going to take full advantage of the time off work.
Sure, I would.
Just relax for a change. You know, I haven't had time off work for a long, long time. So, yeah, why not?
Hey, two things. Number one, was it still, I mean, as much as you wanted this and have been preparing for this, was it still weird to look down to your groin and not see a penis?
Actually, no. You know, I was actually telling my mom this yesterday. I was actually expecting to feel a little that way and actually feel like, oh, my goodness, it's actually gone. But that actually didn't happen. You know, I kind of looked down and it was pretty much the way that, okay, a little bloody and whatever. But, you know, it was like, okay, well, that's, yeah.
Hey, are you,
it really is that way.
Yeah, no, awesome.
Great.
Hey, are you on a catheter or have you been able to urinate yet?
Unfortunately, still on a catheter. That'll come out on Thursday.
So Thursday will be the first time that you use it for urinating.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you nervous about that?
To the extent that if I can't, you know, I'll be stuck in the hospital for an extra day, and they'll have to recatheterize me. So that doesn't sound like fun. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that over with.
Hey, and I don't want you to think of this in a sexual way. I want you to think of it. No, and I'm being completely serious. Have you touched it yet?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've got to apply like antibiotic cream on it, you know, multiple times a day. But you know, surprisingly enough, everything's sensitive down there already, which is highly unusual. Even the surgeon was kind of surprised. I'm definitely one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, no, you really are. That you are lucky was really the first word that came to my mind.
Okay, I feel that I'm lucky again.
Hey, I do want to know with the you know, we're adults. Do they just throw your penis away?
No, actually, they use pretty much everything.
All of it gets used?
I'm sorry?
Not all of it gets used, though.
I think probably about the only pieces of tissue that don't get used are the cavernous tissue inside.
Oh.
And the testicles themselves. Everything else gets reused.
So the penis gets used, but Diane's shooting baskets with your testicles. What, so there's not really a whole lot of scrap, if you will.
No, not at all. Basically, they make good use of everything that's left over to, you know, to like increase the depth and things like that. So, you know, any extra tissue will be used to basically enhance the functionality eventually.
Hmm. Huh. Well, I feel like I've hogged the conversation. Does anybody have any other questions? What's wrong, Diane?
Actually, when I asked you before if you were taking time off, I was using that more of in terms of how long did they tell you before you can use that part.
Well, she starts dilating pretty quickly.
Right, but I mean, like they
are you
tell
talking
you,
about like for romantic? Oh,
yeah, like they tell you 6 weeks.
Hey, when can you
have a baby?
When can you bang out again?
Right. Well, actually, yeah. For in terms of sexual activity, it's pretty much the same as any other activity. So. It's also about 6 weeks before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, can I ask you a because I know we don't like to discuss your partner too much, but can I ask you a personal question about the two of you?
You may or may not answer.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. But boy, I hope you do. Do you and your partner, who even though you call her a she, is still has male genitalia? Do you two plan on having intercourse?
Originally we were. At this point, we are not 100% sure.
That was a good question by me.
Well, that's very good.
It was a good question, and you know, at this point, we really don't know.
Is it a psychological thing? Because I feel like just from a it's like okay, now you have a new car, let's take it for a ride. So like that part like would make sense to me, but is it a psychological thing where it's like you don't. Because obviously your partner also wants to be a woman, so is there a psychological hang up there about using the penis in that way?
I think it's a little bit of that. You know, it's also, you know, I don't want my partner to feel uncomfortable about, you know, perhaps feeling more in the sort of male role in a relationship.
Were you more of the? Well, I can't say male because you're not anymore, but. Were you more of the male?
I wouldn't say that either of us are really. You know, we're both very much women. And
yeah, no. Well,
our relationship, the dynamic of our relationship is more like a lesbian relationship.
I really want the two of you to have intercourse, though.
Well, that'll be between us.
Yeah, well, I would like you, you know what, maybe not publicly,
would like
but
a call soon after.
I'd like you to drop me a line and let me know.
And, okay, I just did it. Thanks. Bye.
And Jess, have you given any more thought to showing me?
Yes, I have.
And? Come on. I have to see it.
You know what? I think I'm just going to keep you in suspense.
God damn you! Hey, did they videotape the surgery?
They have videotaped a surgery. They did not videotape.
Not yours. I wasn't going to ask.
Like teaching purposes?
I wasn't going to ask her to send it to me, maybe like a screenshot or something, but no, I didn't. I wasn't going to ask for the whole video. That would make me sick.
Yeah, I think the video is pretty graphic. I mean, you see every bit of the operation. It's pretty gory. It is available out there. You just need to look hard enough.
Hey, I do have to ask though. Back to the penis for a second. I know you said that they use a good portion of it. They don't like take it off and then use it. Like they like mold and use it while it's still attached. Correct?
Yeah, they just make various sort of key incisions so that they can
And Tyler just went down. And I guess, well, Jess, you know what? I feel like we followed this along for a year and a half. I'm very happy for you, as long as you're pleased with how everything's going.
Done really, really well.
Good. And again, while this is about you, I do want to take a moment and pat myself on the back for being very mature.
Yep.
For the most part, yes. You know, there's been a number of moments where it's been, you know, a little immature, but, you know, something that I do want to thank you for again is, you know, last Tuesday, I know you probably held back.
Oh, yes.
Quite a lot, and I really did appreciate it.
Yeah,
you.
Well, I'm an adult, and I'm sensitive to what you're going through. I guess the only thing left is, would you mind rubbing the phone against it for me?
You asked me that before, but you know what? It's still a little.
You know what? How about when you get back to the area?
I don't know. Does rubbing a phone against yours turn you on or something? Because I don't know. Phones.
Listen, don't try to figure it out, Jess. Don't try to figure it out.
Hey, he didn't judge you.
Yeah. I mean, to quote Brett Michaels, I've got movement. All right, Jess. Well, you know what? I will no longer refer to you as a man. You are officially woman now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know that's exactly the you were waiting to hear that from me.
Yeah, no, you know, that was the whole reason for it.
Hey, when do you fly back?
Next Tuesday.
Good deal. Well, hey, listen, I'm glad, I'm glad everything went well.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you when you get back. Yeah, keep me up to date. Let me know how it goes. And again, let me know if you entertain that intercourse idea.
I might just think about that.
All right, very good. Hey, Jess, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
You know, in my 45 years of cleaning schools,